Hello and welcome to Guided Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 124. Coincidence that it is running in time with Christmas, but Merry Christmas to you all. It is Christmas Eve here in New Zealand. And you heard yesterday, I'm reaching out to a lot of people this year. There has been too many to mention, actually. But I did want to do a particular call out to JT. Those of you who've been following me on Facebook, you can go there, Latisha Pennington or Life Results 365. You will know that I have been in contact with JT. He is currently my coach, along with Francie, and I have just met so many people through that network this year, and I really wanted to reach out and just mention them on this. The amount of connections have been phenomenal. The amount of support that we give each other is phenomenal. The amount of inspiration, motivation that we give each other every day, every week, that keeps us all going. We all have those people in our lives. But for those of you who don't, I hope that I too am that inspiration or that motivation for you also. The reasoning why I started this podcast in the first place, I just couldn't keep up with all the messages, with all the that people were sending. And it was just an easier way for me to connect with you, to let you into my life a little bit as well, because people were wanting and asking questions. And you know, I took that as an honor. I took that as, you know, something to not be frowned upon, to actually grasp it, and run with that. And, you know, part of being a teacher, part of the next step in evolution, you should say, or within your business or with whatever you do in life, you know, if you can share the wisdom and knowledge that you have with others, that really is the next step to, I believe, spiritual awakening and just that connection that you have with other human beings. So yeah, so Christmas Eve, Merry Christmas. Please be safe out there. I know a lot of you are in lockdown. Some of you may not see your family, some may not see their loved ones. It is a tough time. We have been through that, so we know how it feels. We know what you're going through. And just so you know, that there are other people out there that understand what you're going through also. So don't ever feel that you're alone in this. This year has been, like we know, testing for everybody. And it is a time where we can just be grateful for what we have right in front of us and try to make the most of the situation. Be mindful. Just think about things that you're grateful for. If you don't feel like you're in the place right now that you are, just try to be happy. Just try to see the goodness that there is in the world and that there are people out there who do care and who are trying and who are looking out for your well-being. So, yes, be safe. That's all from me today, and I'll tune in with you tomorrow on Christmas Day.